Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Speaking of freedom, happy birthday, America. That's right, happy birthday, America. We are celebrating the independence of our nation over this long weekend, and I'll tell you what, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. I have been out there. Part of the reason I've been out there is because I had to be out there. See, my wife and I, as part of our investing strategy, decided a little while ago to sell our principal residence. We did. And as a matter of fact, this morning we received a full price, all cash offer for our property. Now, some people would say, wow, you got a full price, all cash offer? You must have listed it too low. Well, I don't know. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. But I received the result that I was looking for. And this is a good thing because although I'm selling my principal residence to somebody else who's probably going to live in it, because this property, in my opinion, doesn't make a good rental property. It just doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah, I'll do a whole show on that one day, but it is better for us to liquidate this property, take our equity out of the property, and then transition into another property that makes sense for us, given the next stage of our lives. We're looking, you know, the next 5 to 10 years living in that next property. But here's the neat thing. We're harvesting. You heard me correctly. I said harvesting money out of this house. Dead equity that's been sitting in this house. As a matter of fact, when the dust all settles, we believe about $175,000 that we're going to set aside to invest into apartments. You heard me correctly. I am taking money out of my house and I am positioning it so that I can buy apartments. Now, why would I do that? Why would I do that? Why would I sell this beautiful house in this great neighborhood that is actually very, very well located? I mean, I'll tell you what, I am close to everything that I really want or desire where I'm at. So why would I give all of this up? Well, because I've outlived the usefulness of this property. I really have. In 2017, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I started a very, I won't say complex, because it wasn't complex, but I started a very detailed change to how I approached investing in my household. Yeah, I moved away from, you know, what most people do, having a financial planner. Actually, I had moved away from a financial planner a long time ago, but we were focused on trying to do the Dave Ramsey thing. Yeah, which was, you know, try and pay everything off and, you know, own everything outright. And it really wasn't working out for us. As a matter of fact, when I retired from the military after 27 plus years, I received a retirement, but I can't live off of that retirement, not unless I want to make some radical changes in my life. And my wife and I, we're not interested in that. So that wound up causing me to have to go back to work. And to be honest with you, I thought, you know, in 2015, when I finally got back into the workforce after 10 months of trying, I thought I was going to be working in cubicle hell until the age of 70. Yeah, that's really how everything was laid out in my brain. And then along comes Lifestyles Unlimited, and they blow that plan up because they showed me a different way to invest my hard-earned money. They showed me that my investments should be paying me something called cash flow. That's right. Yeah. When you invest in something, that investment should be providing you returns. And ironically, the things that I was invested in wasn't really paying me, well, it wasn't paying me any cash flow at all. It wasn't. And the real estate that I owned, because, you know, I figured you got to have real estate in your collection of stuff, right? Well, that real estate was not paying cash flow. As a matter of fact, I had severely done everything wrong when I acquired those properties over. Paid for, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I learn what right looks like, and I turn those properties around. I turn them from being a negative cash flow into a positive cash flow after becoming a member. And then we started investing in apartments back in 2017. Well, all of those apartment investments are coming to fruition. So where we are at in my household, and all I'm doing here is I'm just sharing with you my roadmap. I'm telling you how I walked away from what wasn't working back in 2017 when I became a member to today, where I have received an all cash, full price offer for my house, no contingencies, nothing. I mean, what it tells me is that I priced my property correctly. I made it very competitive in the marketplace. We strategically placed the property on the market just before this big July 4th weekend, because we know that people that want to buy are going to be looking, and this is a great time for people to look, because it's a built-in 3 or 4 day weekend for a lot of people that work. So we attracted a lot of interest. We found the right buyer, and now we're transitioning. We're transitioning into the next stage of our life. This is actually very exciting because, you know, we're looking at all kinds of different properties that seem to fit what that next stage of our life looks like. And we're having a lot of fun doing it. But what I want to do today is I really want to get into investing. I want to talk to you about investing correctly, because you could do what your financial planner advises you to do. In other words, you just set up a direct deposit that comes out of your paycheck every month and then goes in to buy some kind of fund that, you know, you get to choose 3 or 4 or 5 of them, right? And then your money is working for you, right? That way doesn't work. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you an investment opportunity that absolutely works. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about putting your money someplace safe. Yeah, we're going to talk about putting your money someplace safe, because I don't believe in risky investments. I don't. I believe in investments that are well thought through, that are orchestrated correctly, that have the right people providing services to the asset, and entering into a business relationship with somebody that will occupy that asset as a great place to live. Yeah, I'm serious. Here's what got me thinking. Over the weekend, my wife and I have been looking for replacement properties. Now, this is a little bit different than what I do when I look for investment properties. Yeah, and here's the reason. When it comes to buying a property that I live in. There's emotion involved with that. Yeah, there's emotion involved with living in this house that I'm in. And even though I'm not a real emotional person when it comes to things like my personal house, my wife is. She's very emotional. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's that emotion that creates the beauty in my household that allows her to decorate the way she does, that makes this house look as beautiful as it does. So that emotion's okay. I mean, there's no problem with it. But when it comes to selling the house, my wife's been kind of a wreck over the weekend because, you know, she's just nervous that what if nobody loves what she's done? Yeah. I mean, so it's she's taking it a little bit personally. And me, I'm kind of like, okay, well, if we don't sell, I'll just live here because it's a great place to live, you know, which she doesn't want to hear. Trust me, she doesn't want to hear. Okay, so we got the all cash offer. Right now it's looking good. My broker is working with the other broker to finalize everything. So we don't have a done deal yet, but we're close. So that causes us to have to look for replacement properties, which is emotional because we have to factor in things like, okay, we've got two adult kids. They kind of live with us, but they don't really live with us because they're adult kids. I mean, we can move farther away from where we're at and my adult kids would be okay. Yeah, you know, but we don't want to move so far away that we don't see our adult kids. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's some of that emotion. The other piece is, you know, do we buy something with a little bit more land? I mean, that's kind of what we're leaning towards, more land, a little farther out, a little more rural, a little more rustic, you know, someplace where, you know, maybe we can hunt on our own property. I mean, these are things that are all coming into consideration, which are completely different considerations that we had when we selected this house that we're living in, because this was going to be our retirement house and we've kind of outgrown it. Yeah. Not that we're growing bigger as a family, because we're not, we're growing smaller because we're becoming more of a, you know, empty nesters, I guess they call that term. So we don't need as much house. So the buying process, and that's really where I'm trying to get to here. The buying and selling process when it comes to our personal house, it's emotional. It's emotional. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But when it comes to our investment real estate, I'll tell you, we don't put any emotion into it. Okay, we might look at, you know, the surrounding area and go, hey, this is a nice area, but that's about as much as we put into it. Yeah, because we look at our investments as assets. We look at our investments as business units. We look at our investments as those things that are creating our retirement and our lifestyle. So what happened over the weekend was I got an email from Alex. He's one of the realtors that I've got a relationship with. He came across a property. You can't find it. You would not be able to find this property. This property is not on the multiple listing service. So you just can't go on your computer and stumble across this property. This is a property that Alex has access to. And this is one of the reasons you want to have great relationships with realtors that understand the investing side of the real estate business. Not all realtors understand this stuff. They don't. And it's part of the reason why I'm using a different realtor for selling my house and buying my replacement property, because that realtor is more focused on my needs as a consumer. But the realtors that I work with when I buy my investment properties, these are realtors that understand the financial mechanics of the asset. Yeah. And because I've trained them up, in other words, I have told them what my requirements are. So if they find a property out there that might meet my requirement, they send it to me and I take a look at it and I consider it. And if I want to buy it, I'll buy it. If I don't want to buy it, I won't buy it. This property that Alex sent me, it's one of those things. You know, Sorrell and I were talking last week. I had Sorrell on the show, and he's one of the Lifestyles Unlimited mentors on the single family side. And, you know, Sorrell made a point of unicorns. appearing in the marketplace. Yeah, so what's a unicorn? All right, a unicorn is nothing more than your perfect deal. It's everything you're looking for all wrapped up in one neat little package with a little bow on top. Yeah, and of course, in your mind, you go, okay, what's wrong? Everything is like perfect. What's wrong with this property, right? Well, in a unicorn property, hopefully there's a lot wrong with it. And this particular property that Alex sent me, it really caught my eye. And there's a couple of reasons why this property caught my eye. Now, there's no pictures. No, there's no pictures at all. There's just some words and some numbers. And here's what it says. He found a duplex. One side is a three-bedroom, one-bath unit. The other side is a two-bedroom, one-bath unit. Now, the building is it's almost 1,900 square feet, so it's a pretty decent size duplex. It's an older property. It was built in 1940. And it's been around the block for a while. I mean, think about it. If you had been born in 1940, that would make you what? 81 years of age as of today? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the reason I bring that up is you have to have an understanding of what's involved to renovate a property that was built in 1940. It's not hard to do, but there are certain things that you have to be aware of. I mean, you're dealing with systems that are over 80 years old. And it shouldn't scare you, but it scares a lot of people. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to break this investment down, and I'm going to talk about why this could be a great deal for somebody like you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Walmsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's get into this deal that Alex sent me. If you're just joining me, I've been talking about investing. Yeah, I've been kind of all over the map a little bit, but what I'm trying to point out to you is that when you buy an asset to invest in, you really need to know what you're investing in. Now, you might be thinking, well, you know, I've got a 401k, I've got an IRA, I know what I'm investing in. I get a booklet every year from my financial planner that talks about everything the fund that I'm invested in has done, so I can look at what my performance is. All right, yeah, I'm with you. But here's the problem. Every dime that you have invested in that fund that you're invested in, you have no idea about anything regarding those companies. I'm pretty confident in my statement. Yeah, that fund you might be investing in might have, I don't know, 100, 200 different companies it's invested in. Because what that financial planner is trying to do is they're trying to balance the market. Yeah, that's what they do. When a company fails or something happens to impact that company's stock price, it's going to go down, which is going to have an effect on your fund. And what your financial planner is doing is they have enough other companies in that fund that should be able to absorb. In other words, those other companies are doing okay. So if that one company, it doesn't do so well, it'll be mitigated by those that are doing better. But what happens if more than one starts to misfire? What happens? Now, your financial planner is going to tell you, don't worry about that, you know, because your price of your index fund or whatever you're investing in, it's going to go down, but that's okay. You're in this for the long haul, right? You're in this 40-year glide path called your retirement action plan, and you're going to be doing this for 40 years, mitigating bad companies with good companies. And oh, by the way, you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. We'll take care of everything. See, I don't think that's investing. I really don't. I think that is just giving your money to somebody else, putting your hands together and praying that they do the right thing by you. And the other thing is, what is your vested interest in any of those companies that you're investing in? You might actually be investing in companies that you disagree with their politics. Yeah, you know, take a look at where your money's going. I'm just saying that. So Alex sent me this property. It's a duplex. It's in a part of Houston. I'm not going to tell you where it's at because I don't want to create instant competition for this property. This is a property that Alex found, and he's made it available to me and to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. This property, if I was in buying mode right now, this is a property I would definitely be very interested in buying. And you're thinking, okay, so tell us, what does it look like? What does this property look like? I have no idea. I absolutely have no idea what this property looks like. Yeah, I don't even know the address. No, what I asked for was pertinent information that I can review to determine whether or not this asset is something I want to acquire. Because it gets back to what I was talking about earlier in the show. When I buy assets for investment, there's like no emotion in it. It's cut and dry. This asset has potential to do X. You can buy it for Y, and then whatever Z is in your book. It's all cut and dry. I mean, if you're an engineer, it's like plugging everything into a formula. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, all you engineers out there. Here's what I know about this property. It's a duplex. It's 80 years old, and I can buy it probably for about $225,000, $226,000, $227,000. That's kind of the range that Alex thinks that this property will go for. This property, I know for a fact, is going to need improvements. And the reason I know that is because Alex gave me an estimated cost to do some of the basic repairs that need to be done to this property. Yeah, Alex has information on the property. That's what a good realtor does for you. They provide you information that you need. Now, so far, I don't know what this property looks like. I don't even know where the street address is. I know where it's at in the general Houston area. It's an area that some people might be afraid of. And other people will realize that this part of Houston is actually going through a transformation. This is really an opportunity to get a property on the ground floor. And by the way, I am not trying to sell you anything. Yeah, I don't have a license to do that. I don't want a license to do that. All I want to do is open your eyes to the potential that real estate has to change your life. Now, this particular deal, when it's all fixed up, it probably is worth around $260,000 in the marketplace. Okay, so this is what I love about this particular deal. This thing is throwing off potential for cash flow. Yeah, cash flow. This thing has the potential to cash flow almost $1,600 per month. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Almost $1,600 per month. And you're probably thinking, okay, so what does it cost to buy that kind of income? Less than $60,000. Based on the analysis that I did for this particular property, it's going to take almost $59,000. Call it $60,000. Let's just say $60,000. $60,000 to acquire this property. It's going to need some rehab. Yeah, it's going to need some rehab. As a matter of fact, that number is, yeah, it's kind of significant, but it's not crazy significant. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about probably in the neighborhood of, oh, I don't know, let's go with $18,000 in improvements. Yeah, there's not a lot that needs to be done to this property. As a matter of fact, two of the things that could be big expenses have already been addressed. Yeah, foundation issues have already been addressed on this property, and roofing issues have already been addressed. Therefore, we're going to be working on the space in between, and we're going to make that space pop. And what's going to happen is it's going to be transformed from its dull appearance than it has right now. I guarantee it's got a dull appearance. It's going to transform from that dull appearance into a place that somebody is going to call home. And they're going to like it so much, they're going to be willing to pay me rent on the first of the month to occupy that property for the rest of the month. And because I've screened correctly, in other words, I just don't do business with anybody that comes along. I do business with people that I feel are ethical. Yeah, and there are things that I look at with regards to screening those people to determine whether or not I feel they are ethical. Because I'm ethical, and I want to do business with ethical people. There are unethical people out there, and you know what? There are people that will do business with those people. I'm okay with that. I'm a little different. And here's the beautiful thing. This particular property, and again, we don't know what it looks like. Yeah, I don't know what street it's on. I know the area. This particular property, based on the cash flows, can produce about $19,000 a year of income for you based on a $60,000 investment. You're looking at over a 32% return on your investment, just on the cash. We come back, I'll give you the rest of the numbers.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to get into this duplex. And again, the duplex, what it looks like, it doesn't matter at this point. It really doesn't matter. The type of flooring doesn't matter. The roof condition, okay, well, we know the roof's been addressed, but if we didn't know that, not a big deal right now. Yeah, the foundation is good. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. We're going to worry about the stuff in between the roof and the foundation. And there's things that we need to do. Now, Alex did a quick back of the napkin for me based on his expertise, the fact that he has seen the property, he understands real estate, he understands investing in real estate. He knows what things cost to repair. And because he's got a lot of experience working with Lifestyles Unlimited members, it's one of these things where you have the opportunity to get information from somebody and then you can trust that information. That's really what I'm trying to say. Yeah, trust but verify. Always verify. Yeah, don't take anybody's word for anything when it comes to investing. But, you know, with a guy like Alex, when he tells you, hey, man, I think it's going to cost about $18,000 to do the improvements on this property, and this is what I think you need. I think you need some paint. I think you need to do a little bit with the landscaping, and I think you need to freshen up the kitchen and freshen up the bathrooms, but everything else seems to be okay. Now, of course, I would have to get eyes on the property and I would have to, you know, validate his numbers. Maybe his number is too high, maybe his number is too low, but it's a good number to work with. And because I know Alex knows what he's doing, I feel pretty confident with his numbers. So here's the way I'm going to lay this out to you. And I'm just going to hit you as if you're a sophisticated real estate investor. Yeah. Okay. And you're wondering, okay, what did I just call you? A sophisticated real estate investor. In order to be sophisticated, you have to be educated. That's what the law says. Yeah. So in order to be a sophisticated real estate investor, you have to be educated on what it is you're doing. And that's one of the things we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We will get you to that level. We will teach you what you need to know to invest correctly in real estate so that you don't, you know, become one of those stories that you hear about every once in a while. Okay. Now, this particular property is going to take $60,000 to do this deal. His number is actually a little bit lower. I'm just going to go with $60,000 because that's an easy number to work with. So the question I have for you is this. Do you have $60,000 laying around to buy this property? You either do or you don't. Where is your money at? Is your money in a 401k? Can you get it out? Oh, there's a penalty to get that money out? Yeah, because the government doesn't want you touching that money because the government thinks it knows more about how to successfully invest than you do. Yeah, that's why they have all these rules in these 401ks. They don't want people moving money in and out. Creates volatility. They don't want volatility in those funds. Yeah, I mean, let's look at the big picture on this whole thing. Okay, there is a way for you to tap into that money, and there is a way, depending on your situation, that you can avoid paying penalties. Yeah, we actually have vendors as part of our vendor program that can help you do that. Maybe your money is somewhere else, like my money. I had a bunch of whole life insurance. When I sat down and looked at what the cash value was back in 2017, I was shocked. I was shocked at the amount of money. If I cashed those policies in, I would get all that money and then I could repurpose that money. And that's exactly what I did. My returns on investment are so much better. They are so much more significant than what it was doing sitting in a whole life policy that I was paying a lot of money for. Yeah. I mean, I stopped paying close to, I think it was like $600 a month or $700 a month for all of my insurance coverage. I now pay $100 a month for term life that gives me the same protections as the whole life was supposed to. And I don't have to die to get access to the money. There's different places where your money's at. The one thing that I really like about this duplex, and it's got nothing to do with the future value of this duplex. Yeah, ironically, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, man, they're hard to establish value for because you cannot use the income approach that you can use on pure multifamily, which is 5 units or more. So you have to stay with the comparative market analysis, or, you know, basically what an appraiser does, they go out and they look at different properties that are similar to yours that sold in a certain period of time that are in a certain geographic space, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, they qualify the value of the price. Yeah. And because duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, they don't always get on the markets frequently. Sometimes it's hard to find pricing for them. It doesn't make them bad investments. As a matter of fact, they can be cash flowing machines. And a cash flowing machine is something very valuable to you if you need cash flow to get yourself to retirement. Well, what am I talking about? Okay, let's say you need $4,000 a month to live off of. That's all of your expenses, okay? You need $4,000 a month coming in to operate your household. That's your target right there. That's your retirement number right there. You need to go out and find assets that will throw off cash flow to get to that $4,000 a month number. And you might be thinking, yeah, that sounds like it's kind of hard, man. It sounds like it's kind of hard. Okay, it's not really that hard. Here's what I love about this duplex. The cash flow that this duplex can provide. And because this particular property, just based on where it's at, rent prices are actually transforming in this area, meaning rent prices are going up because there's things going on in that area which is attracting consumers to that area who are willing to pay rents at certain price points to live there. And this is a property that really is going to take advantage of the higher rents that are being afforded in this area. Let me just tell you the sweetest part of this deal. It's the cash flow. When I look at properties I want to buy in the single family space, I want them to at least produce 8% cash flow. Okay. And my range is really, I look at 8 to 30%, because I think that's a realistic range. You can find properties in that range. Now, this particular property, it's actually out of my range. It's at 32.4% cash flow. Meaning, if I put $60,000 into this property is going to return to me over $19,000 in spendable cash. Monthly, that's almost $1,600. So if I need $4,000 to live off of, this one property that provides two housing units is almost meeting half of my needs. So you got to ask yourself, how many more do I need? Well, it'd be nice to get another one like this. You probably have to wait a little while for it to come on the market, but trust me, the unicorns are out there. They show up. Like this one showed up. What we're really thinking about now is we're really thinking about what's it going to take to get you retired from what you're doing now. And the easiest way to get all of this working in your mind, the easiest way is to come check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited. Come be a part of an organization. We have 50,000 members worldwide that are focused on real estate investing. As a matter of fact, we're going to have our expo, which is it's a huge event that we hold annually. We're going to do it in September. It's going to be over the Memorial Day weekend of September, and we're going to do it in the Arlington Convention Center outside of, it's up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're going to have like probably 5,000 or more Lifestyles Unlimited members there. So my point is this, we got to get you started. And the way to get started is to join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. Get yourself educated. Because all of these things that I've been talking about, none of it matters if you don't know what you're doing. A properly educated real estate investor, also known as a sophisticated real estate investor, could see this deal that Alex sent me and very quickly sum up whether or not this deal makes sense for their investing strategy. It's really that easy. Hey, if you want to find out how we do this stuff, we'll absolutely show you how we buy properties. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.